Chapter 19. When the blood dried. "He died," Matron Sulez scolded Dabne, who was now officially Dabne Armgo, and a priestess of House Barrison de Larmgo, and no longer affiliated with Bregan de Aerth, formally or otherwise. For all the good that did her. Dabne licked her lips, but didn't verbally respond, not quite sure what Matron Sulez would want her to say. One of the four warriors of the group to which she had been assigned had indeed succumbed to his wounds, because after Dabne had checked on the dying Arathis Hewn, she had discovered that for this one, too, it was too late for any healing spells to make a difference. However, Dabne's instructions upon journeying out with that group had been explicit and unbending. She was to heal Uthagentil alone. Her limited repertoire of spells was to be used on the prized weapon master, Matron Sulez had told her repeatedly. The others were expendable, and now one had been expended.
"Our great weapon master has taken the measure of Zacnaphane, and one of Jarlaxle's lieutenants is dead," she meekly replied to Matron Sulez's unceasing scowl. "Never speak of that fight," Matron Sulez told her in a tone brooking no debate and promising the severest of consequences should she disobey. Dabne lowered her gaze to the floor and gave a slight nod. She understood, surely. By all estimations, Zacnaphane had been gaining the upper hand on Uthagentil. Barring something dramatic, Zacnaphane Doerden would have won that contest. Matron Sulez didn't want that to become public knowledge, of course. "Leave us," Sulez told Dabne when another priestess, Mez Barris, entered the room. "He is angry about the extraction," Mez Barris informed her mother as soon as Dabne was gone. "Of course he is, and you should take care of your desired patron, that his arrogance doesn't get him killed. He might have lost, likely so, according to the five who witnessed the fight. We have underestimated this Doerden weapon master. I hope the same does not hold true for that Matron Malice creature."
"Uthagentil is young," Mez Barris protested. "Zacnaphane was finished with Melemac there before he was ever born. He hasn't the man's experience, surely not in actual combat."
Matron Sulez laughed at her and waved her silent. "One day my beautiful Uthagentil will be done with Zacnaphane," she agreed. She noted that her daughter wanted to reply but couldn't seem to speak her mind here. "You think that we should be rid of Zacnaphane now by any manner we can find," Matron Sulez reasoned.
"He makes Matron Malice's family far more formidable," Mez Barris replied.
"Perspective, my daughter. We are not ready to war with House Doerden. We would destroy them, of course. But in so doing, we would be telling Matron Mother Bayenri and the others on the ruling council the truth of our power. So many think to cow their enemies by showing their full strength, but they are wrong. Never forget that, my daughter. Revealing the great power of your army reveals, too, the limitation of that power and hints at how others might work around it to wound you. We will let Matron Malice keep her plaything for now, but let us make it clear to Zacnaphane that his friend Jarlaxle did little to stop this lethal ambush, though Jarlaxle knew about it."
"Jarlaxle did not know until the battle was over," Mez Barris replied. But Matron Sulez's sigh and scowl reminded her that the truth was what they made others believe, not what had actually transpired. That, more than anything else, was the way of the drow.
"Jarlaxle and his band of rogues are far too cozy with Matron Mother Bayenri, and Jarlaxle's personal friendship with Zacnaphane is troubling. I'll not have Matron Mother Bayenri interjecting herself into any fight we might find with House Doerden." She paused and snorted, her lips and eyes narrowing. "And we both understand how badly Matron Mother Bayenri, mother of that pathetic Dantrag, would like to see our beloved Uthagentil removed from the conversation."
"You've long been told that there would be a price," a clearly unhappy Jarlaxle said to Zacnaphane a few 10 days later, after returning to the city to learn that his oldest companion and trusted lieutenant was dead.
"So was he, and that did not deter his blade," replied Zacnaphane, nursing a heady ale. "Only my blade did that. and from behind, as one would expect from a true coward.
You believe that your sense of honor serves you well here? I am amazed that you are still alive.
Sense of honor and a lot of preparation against those I know do not share it, Zacnafane clarified.
Jarlaxle bit back his retort and thought back to the times he had witnessed Zacnafane's peculiar practice sessions, where the weapon master had worked tirelessly at that one seemingly too long combination involving the over-the-shoulder parry, followed by the repeated backward thrusts to cover the sweeping killing blow.
Still, I warned you, both of you, that such a battle would prove expensive to the winner, Jarlaxle insisted.
Take it out of the gold you received for Dabne Trayrock, came the sarcastic reply. Pardon, I mean Priestess Dabne Armgo.
Jarlaxle had no immediate answer. Zacnafane wasn't supposed to know that.
We cannot go to war with House Barriss and Del Armgo, he said at length. They are far more powerful.
We?
Zacnafane interrupted simply, and the question rang with a finality to both of them. The weapon master finished his drink in one great gulp, then pulled himself up from the table and left the using my conid, never to return.